Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow, hear the wind blow, love, hear the wind blow, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Down in the valley.
A fiddle can make you laugh or cry, and sometimes a fiddle can make your blood run cold. Listen, then, to another of my tall tales. Tonight I'm going to tell you about the Phantom Fiddler. Born to be a fiddler he was, with a bow in arm strong enough to last the whole night of a dancing party, and fingers fleet as a mule deer racing ahead of danger.
Dream for us.
All right, all right. Glad to oblige, if it'll take get your mind off your milking chores and a good turn of mind. Time or day or night don't trouble me none. I got no wife to chide me, no farm to worry me with work. Here she goes, the devil's dream, the cow gives milk in solid cream.
Lige Follinsby. That was his name, and he was the fiddliest man in seven counties. Tall Lige was, and a right good-looking man, for all that he was skinny because he lacked a wife to cook his meals. Lordy, who knows if he ever took time to eat anyway. Nights he was always a-playing his fiddle somewhere, even if it was only at a neighbor's cabin. Daytimes he'd be wandering the ridges high above the valley. Oftentimes folks would look up from their chores and hark to fiddle music floating down to them from the hills. Downright eerie, I call it. And old folk would mutter warnings that the fiddle was the devil's instrument. Lige had bright blue eyes and black hair, and when he smiled at a girl, it was like she was the only one in the world right at that moment.
Tain't that he was standoffish or vain. Lige Follinsby's just as easygoing with folks as he can be. But sometimes I have the feeling that were a body to reach out a hand to touch him, he'd be no more than a vapor. Just like the clouds on the mountains. But I'm glad I ain't a young girl. It'd be awfully easy to get moisty-eyed over Lige.
Romantic stuff and nonsense, sir, Adobe. Don't you talk sense? Lige Follinsby's good for nothing but a fiddling session. Don't till a field. Don't keep decent folks' hours. Why, his only earthly goods, fur as I can see, is that fiddle in a suit of black clothes.
Oh, you're only a man, Henry Dobie. I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Well, I understand this. Man can't pay for his meals and molasses and meat and coffee with smiles and winning ways. The woman that marries the fiddle will have a hard row to hoe. Now, let's be getting on home. Bessie! Bess Dobie! Miss Dobie, where's that daughter of yours? I got me a farm to tend this day, and we've whiled away most of the sleeping hours just on her account. She'd pick a good man and settle down. Too old to keep up with the young folks.
Well, didn't you notice tonight how Cletus Venable scarce ever left her side?
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Well, look at that. There's the first heap of doll down.
Good night. Sure is getting late, isn't it?
Oh, it's awful late.
I shouldn't be out here talking with you, Lige Follinsby. My pa and ma will be looking for me directly.
Don't go just yet, Bess. The dawning is a-putting stars in your eyes as fast as it can take them out of the sky. You look mighty pretty tonight, a-dancing and laughing. You must have had more partners than any girl here. You was in every set.
Maybe you noticed. 'Twas Cletus Venable I finished almost every set with, too. Don't you ever dance, Lige Follinsby? I wonder you don't let someone else fiddle now and again and take a turn on the floor yourself. You can dance, can't you?
Once I was mighty fond of dancing. That was in another county from this one, though, and a spell of time ago. I don't think on them days so much anymore. No use calling after the moon, I guess.
A girl. And did she marry someone else?
She died. She was young and fair to see, like you, Bess Dobie.
Oh, I'm sorry. 'Twas thoughtless of me. I'd best be going inside and find my folks. If Pa and Ma don't catch us out here, Cletus will. Goodbye, Lige. And thank you. You say things like they was the words to a ballad. And I like them, even though I shouldn't, I guess.
Bess, I mean them, Bess. They ain't just words to me. I speak my heart.
Oh, Lige. Hold me close, Lige. The night is ending and I don't want it should end.
Bess Dobie? Bess Dobie, you out there? Your ma and me been looking everywhere for you. There'll be no dancing for you come Saturday night if you don't hustle.
It's Pa. He's come looking for me. I must go.
Let's slip away, Bess. You and me together. Now, before they find us.
Oh, Lige. Lige, I can't. I'll have to answer him. I wish I could. Good night, Lige. Good night.
Don't run after her, Lige. You and me, we've got things to say to one another.
Cletus, you've been in the shadows over yonder, listening. You heard all we said.
I heard you telling Bessie to run off with you. But you told half a dozen girls round and about. But you ain't taking Bess Dobie off like the others.
Others? There haven't been any others. Just one.
The last one, you mean. Her that died trying to birth your child. And you are fiddling somewhere. You're a devil and your fiddle's the devil's own instrument, Lige. The granny woman in Cade's Cove told me. That's how I come to know, in case it's been troubling you. She tried to help the girl before she died, and the baby with her.
'Twouldn't do no good to tell you. Your mind's made up, I guess.
Tell me what?
The truth of what happened. That she run off from me after a lover's spat. I was hunting to find her when it happened.
It don't take 9 months to find a girl again, if you love her.
You're calling me a liar.
I aim to, and I warn you, stay away from Bess Dobie.
And if I don't?
This'll show you I mean what I say.
That's for meddling in my affairs.
Had enough?
I don't take no favors off you.
It'll be you or me, then. And they'll be hunting a new fiddler come the huskin' be on Saturday.
I got me a knife in my hand, and I aim to use it.
Not before I use mine.
And 'tain't like Lige to miss a huskin' bee.
No sense of mooning over that either. He probably tackled a jug of corn liquor and he throwed it. What I'm concerned with is, where's Cletus? Bess ain't stirred from her chair since we come tonight. She's expecting young Venable, I'll wager. Nary a sign of him, neither. And evening's half gone, too. They have a spat, you suppose?
She's been quiet as an angel on a tombstone since we got here. I just don't know what to think.
Look at there, sorry. Bill Laughlin's plum tuck it out up there. Listen to all them skunk notes he's been playing. Shucks, I might as well admit it. Follinsby can play rings around any fiddler on this side of the mountain. Don't make him stand no higher in my sight, though.
Don't stop, Bill.
Keep a fiddling, Bill. I'm just getting my dancing foot warmed up.
Now let him take a breather. Let him take a breather, I say. He's going to draw some inspiration from Ab Wheelwright's jug. Maybe it'll sweeten his fiddle some, too.
The dancers drifted off the barn floor and went to sit on the benches. Some of them wandered out into the spring night, two by two. The conversation hummed on, and Bill Laughlin, seeing that nobody was going to urge him to pick up his fiddle for a spell, drew some more inspiration from Ab Wheelwright's jug. And then a strange thing happened. there was no mistaking it. That was Lige Follinsby's touch on a fiddle.
What? It's Lige. Where'd he come from? It's Lige.
Where'd
he come from?
He's staring like he don't see nothing. Look at there, Sally. It's the queerest darn thing. Why, Sally, his eyes don't even move.
He must be a burning up with the fever.
Pa, make him stop.
What's the matter with you, Bess? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Oh, Pa, it's terrible. That music turns me cold as ice. He's killed over. He must be sick.
Is he drunk?
Go to him, Pa. Please go help him.
Yes, help him up. This is a terrible thing.
What's the matter with him, Dolby?
Why, this man's dead.
Good glory.
It could have struck you down no faster.
Oh, Lige.
There, child.
I can't believe it, but it must be true. Look, there's clay on his boots and his coat stained brown. Some of you men come over here and help me.
Henry, what could have killed him so sudden?
Help me to get this man back to his grave.
Back to his grave? Oh, Lige.
Yes. Back to his grave. This man's been dead at least 48 hours. Why, he must have been dead since the morning the last dance ended.
That's how they tell the story of the Phantom Fiddler.
Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
You've been listening to Tall Tales, a retelling of famous Southern legends. Tonight, you heard the story of the Phantom Fiddler.
Build me a castle 40 feet high, so I can see her as she goes by. So I can see her.
Tall Tales is heard every Tuesday evening at this same time. The storyteller was Bobby Weiner. The ballad singer was George Grice. Tall Tales is written by Bill Woolsey and produced by Marjorie Cooney as a presentation of the Department of Special Program Services of Station WSN, the Clear Channel Broadcasting Service of the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee. Stay tuned now for Morgan Beatty and the News at 6:45, One Man's Family.